Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to especially thank the Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come on before you every week and sit down and break bread with you. Amen? They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle in Stockbridge, Georgia. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. And they have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and their worship service starts at 10 a.m. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Actually, every Wednesday at noon, you can call in to this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
You are here,
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that's who you are, God. Hallelujah. That's your confession this morning. Way maker. Sometimes it may seem like there's no way out. All we have to do is call on. Miracle worker. Seems like the only way that it can happen is if we get a miracle. But that's who he is. Promise keeper. All of his promises are already yes and amen. So he's already kept his promise. A light in the darkness. A light in the darkness. Whatever dark situation you're in. Whatever dark situation you're facing. He's the light. He will bring us out. That is who he is. He said, I am that I am. I am that. Whatever your that is, God says, I am that. Whatever you need, I am that. That I am. That's who I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being that. All that. Hallelujah. All that I need. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Woke up to another glorious, beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, we're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter. Jeremiah 32nd chapter. We're going to read two verses, verses 26 and 27. Jeremiah 32nd verse, 32nd chapter, verses 26 and 27. And it reads, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" I'm going to read that again. "Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" The title of the message this morning is, "That Ain't Nothing to Me." That ain't nothing to me. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, once again for waking us up, God, giving us life. Another chance to represent you, God, to honor you, to praise you, to glorify you, Father. Thank you for watching over us, God, as we laid and rested before you, protecting us and keeping us in your care, watching over us, Father. And Father, thank you for allowing us to once again to come into your presence, Father, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to build us up, to encourage us, to equip us, to make us ready to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, God, your word that heals, your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, Father, take the sins of the world, Father, and to live a sinless life. Thank you for allowing him to go to hell for us, Father, and to take the keys of hell from Satan, defeating hell and the grave, conquering death, destroying the power of sin. Thank you, Father, for raising him up with all power and receiving him in heaven with his precious blood. And thank you for Holy Spirit, Father, our teacher, our guide, our comfort. Thank you for you, Father, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Creator of heaven and earth. Our way maker. Miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, the great I am, our Father. We thank you and we praise you, Father, just for who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Says that ain't nothing to me. That ain't nothing to me. That's what God is saying. Whatever your situation is this morning, God is saying that ain't nothing to me. I'm going to read the scripture again in the Message Bible. Jeremiah 32nd chapter, verses 26 and 27. And it reads, then God's message came again to Jeremiah. Stay alert. Stay alert. Remember last week we talked about being sober, being vigilant. Stay alert. I am God, the God of everything living. Is there anything I can't do? So that's the question that he's asking. Is there anything I can't do? Is there anything too hard for me? I'm the God of all flesh. I'm the God of everything living. I'm the creator. So whatever you need, it's already done. That's the message this morning. It's already done. And so all he wants this morning is for me to remind us of his word, to trust him, to believe him, to know that without a shadow of a doubt, that what he said, we can count on. Whatever you need. So the challenge a lot of people believe that, you know, we have to ask God for something. Which it does say you have not because you ask not, but that's talking about faith. So God is challenging our faith this morning. So he's basically asking us, do you believe what I said? Do you believe what I said? And so this morning we're just going to go over some things that he said just to remind us of who he is and encourage us to build up our faith, amen? Because whatever we're facing, whatever situation we're going through, whatever challenge, whatever problem, whatever difficulty, God is saying, that ain't nothing to me. Glory to God. So we're going to start with Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the 24th chapter, verse 14. We're just going to read his word this morning. Ezekiel 24th chapter, verse 14. First, I got to get out of Jeremiah. Ezekiel 24 and 14. And it reads, I I, the Lord, have spoken it. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass. And I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to thy ways and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord God. So God is saying, I've already spoken. And because I've already spoken it, it shall come to pass. So whatever I've spoken, I will do it. I'm not going to say anything I won't do. And then he said, I will not go back. A lot of people go back on their word. But God said he will not go back. Once it's said, it's done. Once he's spoken it, he's obligated to bring it to pass. Then he said he won't repent. If he spoke it, he would do it. So the question is, what has he spoken to you? If he spoke it, it will come to pass. Let's go to Numbers. Numbers, the 23rd chapter. God is saying, that ain't nothing to me. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19. And it reads, God is not a man. We can stop right there. God is not a man. St. John 4 reads, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, God created man, he created us, but he is not a man. We're like him. He's not like us. And if we really understood who we are, we're not men. And when I say men, I mean human beings. Because we're spirits who have souls that live in bodies. A man can't worship God. It just says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So this verse says, God is not a man. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Because Let God be true, and every man be a liar. Man will lie. Man will go back on their word. Man will let you down. But God is not a man. That he should lie. The Bible says that God cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. He doesn't need to repent because there's nothing that he's done wrong. Everything God does is right. Everything God does is right. It's this show I love watching. Old show, Father Knows Best. That's who God is. He's our Father. He knows what's best for us. So everything he does is good. Then they ask the question, has he said and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So those are the questions. Has he said? If he said it, he shall do it. Has he spoken it? If he spoke it, he shall make it good. So whatever bad situation you're in, go to God's word and find out what he's spoken regarding that situation. And then hold on to it because it shall come to pass. Let's go to Isaiah 55th chapter. What's the title? That ain't nothing to me. Isaiah 55th chapter. Starting at verse 8. And it reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. This is what God is saying. See, he's not thinking like us. He's challenging us to think like him. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither my ways are your ways. Verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God is saying, come up to my level of thinking. think like I think. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Said, just like that process, the process of it raining and watering the earth. Rain is for a purpose. And I can say that now because I'm looking out at my yard. Rain is for a purpose. So what he's saying is, rain comes to do something. It comes to water the earth that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. This process starts with rain. In verse 11 says, so shall my word, just like that process, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. What's your that? God said, I am that. Whatever your that is, God is saying, that I am. So it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So what do you need the rain of the word of God to produce? The seed that's going to bring pass your need. What is it? What God is saying, whatever it is, once my word enters it, it enters it with a purpose. And that purpose is to bring an outcome of whatever you need, whatever you need. God is saying, that ain't nothing to me. Philippians. Let's go to Philippians. Fourth chapter. Philippians, fourth chapter, verse 19. And it reads, but my God shall supply all your need. So the word of God is sent into your situation to produce the seed that's going to bring forth your need. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. By Christ Jesus. And who is Christ Jesus? The Word of God. The Word of God. Let's go to St. John 1. St. John 1, verse 1. Says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. It says, all things were made by him. Him is the Word. And without him, the Word was not anything made that was made. In him, the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. So, we're talking about the Word. And then verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Does that sound familiar? This Word that was in the beginning with God was made flesh. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The only begotten of the Father, this Word that God had sent. Let's go to St. John 3rd chapter, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We just heard that. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for God so loved the world that he sent his Word. So that whosoever believeth his Word should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But we can also say, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by his Word. That's how he's going to supply all your need, by his Word. That's why we're reading his Word this morning. Ephesians 3rd chapter. Ephesians 3. What's God saying? That ain't nothing to me. Ephesians 3rd chapter, verse 20 and 21. And it reads, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. Well, what's that power? What's that power that's working in us? Let's go to St. Mark. St. Mark 11:22. St. Mark 11, verse 22. And it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. Have faith in God." I'm going to read it in the Amplified version. Mark 11, verse 22 says, "And Jesus replying said to them, Have faith in God constantly." That's what it says in the Amplified Bible. Have faith in God constantly. Continue in the faith. But what's faith? Literally, it says, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. Such is impossible, or it would not be a command. If it wasn't possible, Jesus wouldn't have said it. Man was created with God's faith. So everything that makes God who he is, he put it in us. Because in Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness." In our image after our likeness. Just like us. And who is the us? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So we're just like him. Have faith in God. Have the same kind of faith that God has. Have the faith of God. Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. And it reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God according to the power that worketh in you. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So what's that power? The power is the ability to reproduce itself. It's the power to reproduce itself. That's why I said earlier, God has sent his word into whatever situation you're in to produce the seed and bring forth your need. So whatever you need, God has sent his word to reproduce it. Glory to God. Whatever you need, God has sent his word to reproduce it, to bring it to pass. Because it's already done. You just need the seed. And the seed is his word. So whatever you need is in God's word. Everything we need is in God's word. That ain't nothing to me. That's what God is saying. So that power that worketh in us, it's the word. God has given us, he's given us the power that we need to produce the seed for our need. He's given us what we need to produce the seed for our need. I ain't even write that one down. That's hot off the press, as they say. Thank you, Father. God has given us what we need to produce the seed for our need. Glory to God. All we have to do is get the word. Get the word for our situation. And once we get it, once we see the word for our situation, it has to come to pass. Glory to God. That's the power of his word. Once we see the word for our situation, it has to come to pass. It has to produce the seed for our need. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. So that's what God is saying this morning. Whatever your need is, that ain't nothing to me, because I've given you already what you need to produce the seed for your need. And I'm done. That's all God had to say this morning. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever your challenge is, if it's a sickness, if it's health related, His word says, I sent my word to heal thee. That's the seed. I sent my word to heal thee. Another one is, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. That's the seed for your need. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed. It's his finances. We just read, but my God shall supply, because he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our supplier. For health, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. But my God shall supply your need. Your need. So whatever the need is, he's already provided in his word. He's given us what we need to produce the seed for our needs. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, by his word. That's all we need. All we need is his word. That's all we need. All we need is his word. Once we get his word, it shall come to pass. He will do it. He has to. It shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleased. Whatever it is, God is saying, that ain't nothing to me. Glory to God. Well, that's it. That's all I have this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for giving us what we need to produce the seed for our need. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father. If it's salvation, you sent what we need. If it's deliverance, you sent what we need. If it's joy, you sent what we need. Whatever we need, you've already sent it through your word, through your son, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this revelation. Thank you for this understanding, Father, that all we need is your word. Now, Father, help us to apply it to our lives, to walk it out, Father, that you may get glory. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are, the creator, the provider, the way maker, the promise keeper, the miracle worker, the light in the darkness. Our Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you once again for calling in. That ain't nothing to me. That's what God is saying. That ain't nothing to me. I've already sent what you need to produce the seed for your need. My word. My son Jesus. Love you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. God bless you.